Hey guys, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Steve Clifton, and I'm the Connections Director at our Lewis Center campus. My kids went back to school this week. Maybe yours did too, and it made me remember when I was a kid just how excited my parents got when I would go back to school. I remember when August would roll around and my dad would just get super excited, you know, much to my sister and I's dismay. When the topic came up, he just put a big smile on his face and give us a big thumbs up and a heavy nod with an all right. And it just never made any sense to me. You know, why was he so thrilled about something that seemed so seemingly disappointing to his kids? Well, like I mentioned, my kids went back to school this week and I am personally thrilled about it. I am thrilled that they're back to school. And so I find myself doing the exact same thing that my dad did. And why is that? Well, I think the biggest reason for me is routine. This lovely, beautiful word called routine. I love routine. I love it when my kids have a routine. I love it when I have a routine. They're having a routine allows me to have a routine. And, you know, they go to bed a little earlier. They have a schedule to keep. They have things to keep them busy during the day. You know, it means less work for my wife primarily, but it also means I get more time with her when the kids aren't up, you know, until midnight seemingly every night. And it's just normal. You know, it feels normal. It doesn't feel like the chaos that is summer. And it just reminds me that having set times for things are good, you know. Having routines are good. It's present in Scripture. David talks about it in the Psalms, Psalm 5:3 and 143:8. He talks about how he would praise God and ask for his direction as a part of his morning routine every day. You know, Dean talked about recently, you know, praying your day, and that's what David was doing, and asking for direction. And Daniel prayed three times a day, every day, and not even in the face of the threat of death did he stop doing that. So routines can certainly be healthy, and I think we see that in the Scripture. It's a great way for us to spend time with the Lord, be intentional, and just be quiet and still and listen and read and pray, just so long as we don't put more emphasis on the routine itself than what's actually taking place during the routine. It can be super, super helpful. And I guess that's why I love back to school time. You know, it's like a fresh start to an old routine. I remember the line from the movie, You've Got Mail. I feel like I speak fluent movie quotes pretty much all the time. And he talks about how he would send her a bouquet of freshly sharpened pencils. It's like right now, it's the time for us to sharpen our pencils and get back to a routine. Maybe for you, that means getting back into a workout routine or eating better, or maybe spending time, you know, in quiet time with the Lord when the kids head off to school. Or for you, maybe it means getting back in the habit of going to church, back in the routine of going to church on Sunday mornings. And guess what? I'm super excited about this. We have the perfect opportunity for you to do that in just a little over a week when we open the doors at our grand opening of the Lewis Center facility on August 29th. We'd love to have you there. Of course, you know, a lot of our listeners are at the Delaware and Westerville campuses. We'd love to have you get back into a routine of attending those campuses as well. And you can find service times and other information about all of our campuses at our website at lifepointohio.com. So let me pray for you. Let me pray for me. And just hope you have a great weekend. And when I'm done praying, you can take a moment and pray on your own. God, thank you for seasons. Thank you for rhythms. Thank you for the ability to have a routine and get back into a routine if we've fallen out of routine. Thank you for how things change. Thank you for how you teach us new things with each season of change. God, show me and us areas of our life where we've fallen out of routine and draw us back to yourself. Help us to be planful. Help us to set aside time to spend time with you. I pray you make us more like you. Make us more like your son. It's in his name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now take a minute and pray on your own.